guys. Happy Sabbath. Who here has ever seen the moon? Yeah? Probably most of you, huh? It shows up when it's dark outside. Why can you see it? Noah?
Because it's really bright.
It's really bright. It looks like a light, right? But do you want to know something interesting about the moon? The moon is not a light. It doesn't have any light in it. It glows, but isn't that strange? It has no light. But when I look at the moon, it is because of the sun. The moon doesn't have any light of its own. The moon only is bright and shows up because of the sunlight, because it reflects the sun's light. Yeah, it shows the brightness. So it glows because the sun's light reflects off of it. And you know what? Even though sometimes it looks really bright, it actually only reflects about 3 to 12%, just a little bit of the light that it's given from the sun. And if we look at these, can you turn the flashlight on, buddy? I have a couple of rocks here, and when you see this rock, kind of just looks like a regular rock, right? That's true. It has no light. But when I take it and I set it on top of my flashlight, and look at how bright that looks. Look at that. Isn't that interesting? And then, can you hand me the reflector, buddy? They put these on bikes, and sometimes you'll see these. Sometimes they're clear, sometimes they're red. And you'll see, it has no light. It's just a piece of plastic. But when you shine the light at it, it reflects the light. It soaks up the light. So if you're riding on the bike, then the lights from the cars will shine at it, and people will see someone riding in the dark. Or if they put these on the sides of the road, people won't go off the road because the light will hit it, and they'll be able to see where these are, and they'll know, not to go off the side of the road. And you know what? The Bible says, take this, please. There's a verse in the Bible it's John 8:11, and it says, let's see. Let me see. That is the wrong verse. Okay. Well, let's see. That's not the right verse. But there's a verse that says that Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. And if you're in me, then you will have light." And God, He gives us so much. He gives us so much goodness. You know, he died on the cross for us because he loves us so much. He gives us so much. And even if we just, you know, if we come to Jesus, then we're just going to show a small percentage of the light that Jesus gives us and the love that he has for us. But people will be able to see God through us because God is so good. Just like the moon has no light of its own, but when we look at it, it's so bright. And that's how people will look at us, and they will see Jesus. Even though, you know, we don't have anything in ourselves that can show what God is like and who God is, and that can be a light to others, God will give us, and he'll fill us with his light, and we can reflect that to the world around us. That's how good God is. Okay, let's have he came back to life. I know, that's so good. That's so good. That's how we know he's going to come back for us again. Okay, let's have a quick prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for all these children. Thank you so much that they're learning and learning about you and growing in you. And please help them all and just help them all to choose you and to love you and to grow in you so that they can all be a little light to the world. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.